The processor performs all the fundamental computation of the computer system. Other components contribute to the computation by doing such things as storing data or moving data into and out of the processor. But the processor is where the fundamental action takes place. A processor chip has relatively little memory. It has only enough memory to hold the few instructions of a program and the data it is immediately working on. Complete programs and data sets are held in memory external to the processor. This memory is of two fundamental types, main memory and secondary memory. Main memory is closely connected to the processor. The data it stores are quickly and easily changed. Main memory holds the programs and data the processor is actively working with. Main memory interacts with the processor millions of times per second. Main memory needs constant electric power to keep its information. Secondary memory is connected to main memory through a bus and a controller. Data are easily stored and changed, but the changes are slow compared to main memory. Secondary memory is mostly used for long-term storage of programs and data. Before the data and programs it stores can be used, they are copied from secondary memory into main memory. Secondary memory does not need electric power to keep its information. Main memory is sometimes called volatile because it loses its information when power is removed. Secondary memory is usually non-volatile because it retains its information even when power is removed. However, it does need power to store information or to retrieve information.